Napoleon, N-A-P-O-L-E-O-N, Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z, 12/18/32. This is a 90-year-old gentleman, lives with his daughter, William. Lives with his daughter, Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N, for the past 3 years. His son-in-law and his grandson, period. He's a very thin 90-year-old gentleman. He's been taken care of by Dr. Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, McAllister, M-C-A-L-L-I-S-T-E-R, 713-222-2272, whom I've spoken to his physician assistant today regarding Mr. Chavez, period. Mr. Chavez was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer 2016, has had prostatectomy, status post radiation treatment, no chemotherapy, period. New paragraph, in the past 2 to 3 months, he's lost tremendous amount of weight. He probably doesn't weigh anything, thank you. He probably doesn't weigh anything over, over 75 or 80 pounds at this time. He's definitely bedbound. He's total ADL dependent. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He has a Foley in place with scant, S-C-A-N-T, amount of urine present, period. New paragraph, his surgical history includes prostate surgery and eye surgery. Social, he never was a smoker, never was a drinker. He worked in a plant and worked with large vats, V-A-T-S, of acid. Social, has 2 kids, wife passed away 27 years ago, lives with his daughter, as I mentioned. COVID vaccination, son, none. Allergy, cefpodoxin, that's C-E-F-C-E-F-P-O-D-O-X-I-M-E. Medication, most recent medication has been X-T-A-R-D-I, P-R-E-G-A-B-L-I-N, 50 milligrams. And ergocalciferol, ergocalciferol, period. New paragraph, he's been seen by his physician, family, Dr. McAllister, and he has referred him to hospice, and he's been evaluated for hospice at this time. Patient appears to be in moderate amount of pain. He has no pain medication. He eats very little. There's a plate of pureed food in front of him that his daughter just made, but he hasn't touched. He does drink Ensure from time to time, but not on a daily basis, period. As I mentioned, he has very little dark urine in his Foley catheter at this time. As far as his diabetes and high blood pressure is concerned, he never has not taken any medication for either one for years, apparently. Vital signs, 110 over, 110 over palp. 88, 19, respiration, efebrile. The review of system also put down, patient does not sleep at night. He's in bed all the time. He sleeps 18 to 20 hours a day, but at night he's up and he's in pain, especially at nighttime. So vital signs, we talked about heart, distant heart sounds, with few ectopics, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, lower extremities, severe muscle wasting. Noted about the lower upper extremity and temporal wasting. Oral mucosa is very dry. Patient is very confused. Decreased responsiveness. His mouth is open and sleeping most of the time at this time period. New paragraph, clearly by examination, this is assessment, by examination and discussion with the patient's family practice physician assistant, that he's at end-stage prostate cancer. He does not want to go to see the oncologist, although he is not able to get out of the house any longer. He doesn't want to go see his primary care doctor. His primary care doctor wants him to be cared for at home with pain medication and the best of fluid intake possible, period. New paragraph number 2, we talked about IV fluids with his daughter because she asked about possibility of him getting IV fluids. I explained to her IV fluids would be a detriment with severe protein calorie malnutrition. The fluid will end up in his lungs and or in his lower extremity and cause more discomfort. Next number, weight loss significant as above. Next number, decreased appetite. Next number, total ADL dependency. Next number, patient's bowel and bladder incontinent. Next number, Foley catheter in place with scant amount of urine. Next number, no decubitus ulcer at this time. Next number, patient needs pain medication immediately. Next number, patients also have an issue at nighttime sleeping because of decreased cortisol level. He appears to have more pain and anxiety at that time. Next number, this was discussed with our hospice nurse who will provide patient with a comfort care with instruction, period. New paragraph, patient needs a hospice to care for him at home. He most likely has days to weeks to live with end-stage prostate cancer with bony metastasis and other distant organ metastasis that may not be readily diagnosable at this time. Patient has a grave prognosis. Thank you.